Hello, I'm Scott Thompson, and here is today's Litcast. You have just heard a sample from Life in Technicolor from Coldplay's newest album, Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends. This album has been touted as radically different from past Coldplay albums, and two of the band's producers have said that the lyrics are more oblique and less straightforward. Over the coming minutes, I will delve into the album's lyrics and try to discover their meaning. After that, you'll hear from Coldplay as they explain their lyrics' meanings, and I will then wrap up this podcast by analyzing how this album fits into the larger realm of literature. Many of the lyrics in Coldplay's cover song, Viva La Vida, could be interpreted a couple of different ways. They could be interpreted as from a political angle or from a religious angle, depending upon your mindset and how you initially view the song. Take a listen to an excerpt from the lyrics and see if you can figure out how they would have a political leaning. I used to rule the world, seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone, sweep the streets I used to own. The song begins by stating that it is about a great ruler or king or leader of some type by saying, I used to rule the world, seas would rise when I gave the word. And in this song, seas could refer to large armies of some type. But yet, in the second half of that stanza, the lyrics foreshadow this great leader's downfall by saying he sleeps alone and now he sweeps the streets he used to own. Now, whoever this great ruler could be is really anybody's guess. Based upon the album's cover, which shows a picture of the French flag, and also some of the other tracks in the album, my best guess would be that could be Napoleon Bonaparte, but it could really be any great leader in history or in current events today. Now listen to the second stanza of the song. The second stanza of the song continues to build upon the idea that a great ruler is being referred to in the song. The reference to rolling the dice and seeing fear in his enemy's eyes would lead a person to believe that this was a very powerful ruler who kind of had the upper hand among other nations or kingdoms. And the second half of that stanza kind of states how he came to power, how his people or subjects did not like the old king, and now they're very happy that he is in power. But as the song moves into the third stanza, it refers to his downfall when he said that one minute he held the key, but now the walls were closing and his castle was built upon pillars of salt and sand. And that kind of refers to that the ruler of whatever type of country or kingdom this is, his rule is very ephemeral and not long lasting. The song could also have a lot of religious references, so listen to this excerpt from the song. Definitely has some type of religious meaning or message, and that can kind of be seen in the references it makes to Jerusalem bells, Roman Calvary choirs, missionaries, and Saint Peter. But what that religious meaning is somewhat ambiguous. It might be a stretch, but you could say that the leader this song is referring to could be Jesus Christ, and the song is referring to how Christianity, it does not have a large role in society today. You could also argue that this song drew a role in people's lives. Now listen to this excerpt of an interview with Coldplay.
The idea of a king who has really messed up. I mean, you know, it doesn't take an idiot to work out who this might be. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are leaders for a while, and then towards the end of it, they realise, oh, I didn't do such great things, and everyone's kind of storming the palace. So that song's about that sort of last 10 minutes when all the revolutionaries are banging on the door. What might be going through your head?
That interview with the band members doesn't really give us a better idea of what they were referring to in the song. It does kind of lead a person more towards the political idea, but yet it still doesn't completely rule out the religious one. Now, this album has a lot of common elements with literature in general, books and poems and such, because of course poetry does kind of have a lot of musical tendencies, but this song could also correlate to a lot of books such as Madame Bovary or Gulliver's Travels, which both kind of have political tendencies, but yet it's still not the main focal point in the song or those two books. It's kind of a subtle underlining meaning. So the song and that type of literature all kind of mesh together to send a political message without maybe infuriating a leader or king of something of that type before freedom of the press was as prevalent in the world as it is today. Thank you for listening to today's Litcast about Coldplay and their newest album, Viva La Vida or Death in Alice, France. It was the wicked and wild wind, blew down the doors to let me in, shattered windows and the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. That was when I